This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, get involved in the conversation. It ain't that hard. You know what? Head over to my website, TheRealSide.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. Everything. Every single thing you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I'm going to show you don't need to hate it at all. And if you're on the left, you don't need to be afraid of it at all. I don't know what you've been told. Well, actually, I do know what you've been told, but I'm going to show you that it's all a lie. You don't need to fear-mongering. You know that whole thing you keep accusing us of doing? It's exactly what your team's been doing for a long time. It's fear-mongering. You don't have to be afraid of us in any way. And if you are, you've been misinformed. So the book will help you get past that. Seriously, if you're on the left, you buy the book, you're going to get a really good feel as to where we're coming from. Now, look, David Fisher, who's on the show from time to time, he is our economic expert, if you would. He's giving away a Morgan silver coin. And you know what? The only qualification, really, is you got to have a job. You have to have two nickels to rub together. And you can't be living in mommy's basement, you know? If you call him at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or head over to landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. And you don't have to buy anything. But he's got a couple of publications he wants you to read. And they're short. They're like a four-page brochure. And you've heard me talk about the bail-in a dozen times on the show. If you haven't, you've not been listening regularly. The coming bail-in, where the government can actually, you know, kind of hold on to your retirement money for a little bit, because you won't need it for a while. So they can hold on to it because of the Dodd-Frank Act. They can hold on to it for a little while until they decide you need it or they don't need it any longer. So 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, and you'll get a free Morgan silver coin. Come on. The call's free. It'll take a couple, and I mean a couple of minutes of your time, and you get a free silver coin. I don't know how that could be bad. Seriously. This will be the smorgasbord hour. First, we'll start off with a teacher that accuses the students of harassment after they say, God bless you, after they sneeze. Now, the problem is, well, it's not a problem. Not my problem, anyway. An atheist middle school teacher online rant about her students recently sparked both a district investigation and an angry complaints from parents. Merritt Brown Middle School teacher Susan Creamer took to the Atheists of Bay County Facebook page to solicit advice about how to deal with the religious cretins in her class, putting her job in Bay District Schools on the line. There is a bevy of boys in one of my classes, middle school, who are taking turns either inviting me to their church or leaving anonymously flyers inviting me to their church. Today, she said, I found one in my AV cart that I use for a podium. Every time any child sneezes, they loudly say, God bless you, and look in my direction. I have complained twice to my principal, once last month, once today. She spoke privately to two or three of the little cretins, but it seems to do no good. She said, I am feeling bullied and harassed. It has become intolerable, Creamer wrote. I don't feel like talking with the parents will stop anything. These are inappropriate behaviors. Because for all I know, the parents are encouraging them to say these things. Any suggestions? But she's making a lot of assumptions there, isn't she? I'm a Christian. All my kids are Christians. I wouldn't encourage my kid to irritate a teacher or to irritate anybody for that matter by saying God bless you to an outspoken atheist who doesn't want you to use those terms. Seriously. Parent Crystal Mosley pointed out several serious issues Creamer's comments raised for parents in a letter to the school superintendent. First and foremost, she should not be discussing her religious preferences or lack thereof with any of these students. Had she not been proudly boasting of her atheism, these children would not know of her personal beliefs and would not be addressing the situation. Aha! So she was able to talk about her. She doesn't want to talk about theirs. Yeah, that's equality, all right, man. Secondly, as an adult in a professional occupation or choice of words to describe her students, it's completely unprofessional and completely out of line. She continued, third, for her to seek out suggestions from a group on social media on how to handle her students, my children, has me outraged as well. Bay District School spokeswoman Karen Tucker told the Daily News school policy prohibits teachers from criticizing students in person and online. Creamer's comments were posted to the closed page but were captured by a screenshot that was distributed among the students. Tucker said district officials launched an investigation into Creamer's post and other comments on Facebook because the district policy applies regardless of whether the comments are posted to open or closed pages. You know, it kind of gives you a feel, a thought, an unction as to where she is with those kids, how she feels about her job, and how she has a different feeling. It's obvious she wrote about it. How she feels differently about kids of faith. See, by being an atheist, you don't know the comments that she's made. This parent kind of alludes to the fact that she's talked about her belief or non-belief system. And let's just be honest about it, people. Being an atheist is a belief system. There's no way around it. I'll tell you more about that when we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta
cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, what a news day, right? I find all this stuff really interesting. Producer Tammy was just reading me off a whole bunch of headlines from... You know, the left-leaning, the loons on the left, the publications, the online publications, and Trump was right. It's almost like people were at two different meetings. If you were on the left, you were at a whole different meeting than Trump was at. And if you were on the right, it's just amazing with what they write, with it, what they try to push across, what they try to get us to buy and believe. Anyway, so apparently now, again, saying God bless you is harassment. And the little cretin should be punished or stopped. At least that's what a teacher in Florida says. And the fact that she's calling these kids cretins. These are her little kids. Kids in her class. You know, think of this the other way. Okay, how about you try to look at this from a different point of view? Most Christian kids, especially little kids, they see church, they see Christ, they see their belief system as an act of love. Right? There's loving people at church for them. They believe that what they believe is a loving and safe thing. It's a right thing to believe. They believe that Jesus loves them. He's all about love. And then they're just trying to get their teacher to go to church. They want their teacher to feel the love and the joy that they feel. And that makes them cretins. That makes them nasty kids. That seems to be a problem for her. How many other annoying things do those little kids do? You know, picking their nose, eating their boogers. I mean, I'm sure, does that make her pass out, gross out, whatever? Little kids peeing their pants and putting dirty stuff, you know, wiping their hands all over the sticky little desks. What else do they do that she can't handle that she's called them cretins for in the past, right? Anyhow, the district issued a formal statement to local news groups. Teachers are encouraged and trained to keep clear boundaries between their personal and professional lives to ensure that the classroom remains a neutral and supportive environment. This training and related school board policy includes guidelines for interaction on all social media platforms, including but not limited to Facebook. The statement reads that we do not condone the use of disparaging comments about our students in any form or on any social media platform. The district policy manual clearly states the district believes employees should separate personal and professional relationships in online communities and platforms. The news source also pointed out that the dictionary.com defines cretin as a stupid, obtuse, or mentally defective person. Now, can you imagine if this was the other way around? Can you imagine if the teacher was a Christian and most of the kids in the class were atheists and they believe in her notes about how her belief system was, you know, crazy and stupid and they should come to one of their events and the teacher went off? Do you think the story would be different? I'm not saying necessarily written differently, but do you think the board and others would be approaching this differently? And, you know, and we could do it. We can go down the list of story after story after story of teachers that have gotten in trouble, and who gets away with more? Teachers from the left point of view or teachers from the right point of view? I'm curious. Speaking of which, you know, today was a day, what was it, a day without an immigrant. I still say we should, you know, since they love this stuff so much, we should do it. We should run right down the list. A day without an immigrant, a day without women, a day without liberals, a day with, you know, just, I wouldn't have a ball with that. Teachers from Rubidoux High School, commenting on their students and their involvement with a day without immigrants. Very disturbing. Is this the teacher right here? Is it Robin Riggle or Jeffrey Greer? That's the teacher?
Yeah, but I think those ones on the right are also, they're people who are commenting on his post.
Ah, so he goes on to say that, well, a day without immigrants, perhaps all the missing workers. Now, I went off to breakfast this morning, and I ran some errands today. And the only thing I noticed is that somebody in the chat room says, how about a day without handouts? Boy, that would floor people, wouldn't it? The only thing I noticed today running around was that there was less traffic. That was it. Other than that, there wasn't much different for me. Perhaps all the missing workers in all the various industries out there had the intended impact and sent the desired message. I don't know, he said. As for the public school system, having my class size reduced by almost 50% all day long served to support Mr. Trump's initiatives and prove how much better things might be without all this overcrowding. Now, notice he didn't say without all these illegals. He's taking it strictly from the overcrowding point of view. And how much more he got done. That's what you get when you jump on some sort of bandwagon, he says, because as an excuse to be lazy and or get drunk, or it's the best school day ever. Now, people who responded to him, let me see, I had 50 absences today. He goes on to say, yep, but I bet your classes went a whole lot more smoothly as well. The other teacher says, yeah, it was a very pleasant day. Another teacher, that must be a teacher, says it's unfortunate how ignorant our youth can be. Unfortunately, statistically, one teacher says, my cumulative GPA increased today, mostly failing. So what did this accomplish? I'd love to know from you guys. If you're on Facebook and you want to respond in any way, I'd love to know what today did for you or didn't do for you, or did you learn a lesson? I guess that's the question, right? Did you learn a lesson from today's walkout? Because really, if you think about it, this is really nothing new. We've seen these kind of things before. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This one I don't get. I know some of you are going to write me, well, Joe, because you don't understand tolerance. No, what it is I don't understand stupidity. That's my problem. Christian University in Texas opens a prayer room, not for Christian kids, not for Catholic kids, not for Jewish kids, for Muslim kids. Let me read that again in case you didn't understand. A Christian university in Texas has created a prayer room for its Muslim students. How? Why? You want to know? You'll have to wait when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Again, when we come back, how a Christian, why a Christian university would open up a prayer room for Muslim students. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I'm looking at some of the stuff you guys sent me during the break. And, you know, Evan McMullen says that President Donald Trump is a domestic enemy. I mean, these are people on, and some of you are going to go, see, that shows how bad he is. No, see, unlike the Democrat Party, in the Republican Party, whether we like somebody or not, we come out against them, we come out for them. But right now, Trump is fighting the establishment. There are many, many, many conservatives and Republicans in D.C. that are afraid of him. And not because they're afraid that he's going to hit the button or he's going to do something wrong. No, they're afraid of him because he doesn't toe the normal line. He doesn't do what everybody wants him to do. That's why he's afraid. Friends don't get jobs just because they're friends or just because they donated a lot of money. It doesn't work that way. Anyhow, always, like I said, always a kick. You were telling me before the break, the Twitter account for that teacher?
The Twitter and Facebook.
So the Twitter to Facebook page for the teacher that was calling those kids cretins?
No. Not that one. The one that said that his class size was 50%.
Oh, the one that said who said about his class size being reduced. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so that was gone.
Because people were complaining about
him. Oh, complaining about him saying that he had less kids to teach. Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, that
telling the truth. Yeah, telling the truth that, you know how much money that cost the school district? So they didn't hurt anybody. They took money out of that school district's pocket that they were using for ESL classes, you know, English as a second language, to help some of those kids do better, and nobody has taught them or told them or helped them come to the realization is they didn't hurt anybody but themselves, ultimately. As you heard, the teachers... Thank God for a sneeze button, right? The teachers didn't bother the teachers. They got more done. Anyway, I want to get back to this. This one here is, like, perplexing. A Christian university in Texas has created a prayer room for its Muslim students. The Methodist affiliate, well, okay. The Methodist affiliate at McMurray University dedicated the space in one of its school's residential dorms for its Muslim students' daily prayers. I've said this to you before. This happens all the time. Nobody screams about that. Is it fear? I mean, help me understand. It's got to be fear, because if a Christian wants to do something like that, you know, if it was a Muslim school, Muslim university, right, there'd be some outcry, wouldn't there? We're not going to do that. Anyway, the dedicated space is one of the school's residential dorms for its Muslim students' daily prayers. Before its creation, Muslim students met for prayer in a nearby hotel. A student who helped establish the new prayer room told the local news source that the student Joe Youssef is president of McCurry's Saudi Student Club. One of the roughly 1,000 students attending McCurry, about 60 are Muslim, and many come from Saudi Arabia. Now, the Youssef said that now that Muslim students have a prayer room on campus, it will be much easier for them to meet both their religious and scholastic obligations. On Friday, we get together, and sometimes we have to go home to pray, and we need to be in the university, so we don't have time to go home. Youssef admitted that some people at McCurry didn't like the idea of having a prayer room. The students also, some students were also supportive. Being Christians, we should be open to free religion and letting everyone do what they want to do, and I think that Muslim prayer room gives them that chance. This is Hector Flores, okay, from the school. Hector, it's a Christian school, right? Do you know what your Ten Commandments say about other gods? That your God is a jealous God, and he doesn't want other gods before him. You've just put another God before him. Come on, think about what you did. You're allowing kids to pray to another God in a school. It's a private school, and it's a Christian school. So you've already broken one of the commandments, so you obviously don't believe in the commandments. You don't believe in your religion. Right? I mean, I could give you scripture after scripture where this is a problem. You've let another God in a, if you would, a sacred area. There are people that have given money to that school over the years because it was a Christian organization and not because it was a Muslim organization or a Jewish organization or atheist organization. You know, all these things we're told. Here's another. I'm not going to hit the story yet. University of Kansas maintains a woman-only lunchroom for Muslims. Right? Well, I wonder how they would feel in that lunchroom of a transgender person, right? Transgender woman, could she go eat there, or he or she go eat there? I wonder. McMurray's chaplain, Jeff Lust, and Dr. Waters, professor of religion and director of international education, reportedly helped the students in their effort. Lust did not respond to a request from the local news source, but McCurry's associate director of communications, Gary Ellison, did not respond on the request either. They told KTXS that the room is a step in the right direction. Really? From whose point of view? Not from God's. We anticipate over time we'll have students from a variety of countries and possibly different religions. We need to learn to live and work together in this world that is increasingly diverse so that we can truly become better together. Now, he's right that we need to learn how to live and work together. But when you're in a Christian school, it's a Christian environment. Do you think if they were in a Catholic, unless the Catholic school is really brain dead, do you think if you were in a Catholic school, would you take down all the crucifixes? What if you had a bunch of Jewish kids going there, would you take down the crucifix? What if they came to you and said, hey, those are real offensive. First of all, we don't believe in him. And secondly, that's pretty gory. We don't like that. What would you do? Same thing with the Muslims. Would you take them down? That's not the kind of live together we're supposed to be. Remember, Mr. Lust, what your Bible says. We may be in the world, but we're not supposed to be of the world. We're not supposed to conform to the world's ways. They're supposed to conform to our ways. So I'm glad to see he's the professor, and I have more of a clue than he does. I barely made it out of high school. The room will also serve as a meeting place for the new Interfaith Club, which is slated to meet for the first time on February 21st. He said he will help lead the Interfaith Club in the hopes that it will help students of different faiths understand each other better. That's fine. That makes sense. You should know what other people believe. I've always been an advocate of that here. We're going to talk about faith and belief, he said. Some people have their own bias. We want people to get together so we can help each other out. I like that. Some people have bias. Well, if you're a Christian, you may have some bias. If you're a Jew, you may have some bias. If you're a Muslim, you have some bias. Right? But again, this one is good. The University of Kansas. I put that other one in the wrong place. Yeah, that's good. That's all right. The University of Kansas, they are now maintaining a woman-only lunchroom. It's largely utilized by Muslim students. It's a venue billed as a safe place for them. Well, who's them? Why hide it? Why not have it out in the open, so to speak? It's mainly used by Muslim women because it allows them a space to remove their hijabs and eat. So the, I can't even pronounce his name. We'll say Mr. Najai, one of the Kentucky University Student Senate Directors of Diversity and Inclusion, said in an email last week that the women needed to have a place to go to eat. The room open. Now, a hijab, some hijabs are just headscarves. So this must be a full hijab over the head, over the eyeballs or something. Why would you have to remove it to eat? The room open on weekdays from noon to 1 o'clock in public university's office. Does a non-Muslim, if they go in there to serve them or do something or to clean up, I wonder if they have to wear a headscarf.
Yeah, the hijab covers the head and chest.
The room open on Wednesdays from noon to 1 o'clock in the Public University Office of Multicultural Affairs is open to all female students. But in particular, it allows female Muslim students to eat in a segregated private area. The lunchroom debuted a year ago. Campus spokesman confirmed that it's still in use today, but declined to comment any further. Now,
the one that covers the face is a burqa.
Oh, a burqa. Got it. According to Najai, it has become a very popular place and many students utilize it. He also said, it is a safe place for them. Prior to becoming Director of Diversity and Inclusion, Omar Rana worked very closely to make it happen. We'll be back more on this when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's stay in the mode of colleges, of admins gone wild, administrators gone crazy. The Orange Coast College is strictly enforcing now a policy banning classroom recordings after a professor was caught on camera calling Donald Trump's election, you ready for this one, an act of terrorism. You know, don't you love the way the Dems throw these words around? Which is why they have no meanings anymore. You know, look at... I think my next book's going to be The War On, fill in the blank. Right? It's the war on women. When you're talking about Republicans to others, right? It's the war on women, the war on gays, war on lesbians, war on transgenders, war on black people. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on and on, right? They just never stop with the war on. Because it sounds bad. But they warn out their welcome. Just look across the country. Look at the only place that never seems to change every time there's an election is California. And they really, the loons in California really believe that they have it right. That they know how to vote for people. Because all the people that they voted for in California, they're the ones that are causing these dams to break. Because all the money they were given for infrastructure, the Dems who have had this control of the state for years, have used that money for everything else but fixing the dams. But for fixing the infrastructure. But fixing what we have. They have decided that they know better. They know better than the people. They know how to divert the funds. It's just been so exciting to watch them implode. But they got it all together. California's got it right. Everybody else has got it wrong. And even when he plays with the budget, even when he plays with the numbers, even when Governor Moonbeam gets caught playing with the numbers, this state's $127 billion in debt. But it doesn't show up on the general fund. You know why? Because it's money that's owed out there. It's pension money. It's lawsuit money that can be paid over a period of time. Orange Coat College is now strictly enforcing a formerly obscure policy banning classroom recordings after a professor was caught on camera calling Donald Trump, calling his election an act of terrorism. Now, the problem with that is that, you know, that recording, those recording things originally were to keep the kids from publishing anything, to keep content from being stolen from a professor. It was never meant for this kind of thing. See, this is the one I was telling you about. And it's too bad, because I pumped this through. Now, to Jesse. All right, I'm going to make a right-hand turn. Let's see if I can get this. This is Jesse Waters. I'll explain it in a minute.
40 years ago, how much did it cost to pay the coyote?
Hace 40 años, 600 pesos.
600 pesos.
Expensive. How long have you been in America?
For now, 10 years.
29 years.
10 years.
Did you cross the border into what state?
Arizona.
Was it difficult to cross the border?
No.
Do you respect immigration law?
Yes.
Un poco.
Nah.
Yeah, not really.
What do you think we should do about illegal immigration?
Legalize everybody.
They're taking all our jobs, and it's not fair.
What do you think America should do about illegal immigration?
Bueno, yo creo que hay que darle la oportunidad.
Give an opportunity to everybody.
If you break the law?
No.
If you are illegal and commit a crime, should you stay?
No.
They have to go back?
Yeah. I think everybody is coming for work.
If you come illegally, then you have to go back.
Get them out?
Yeah, you have to go back.
So do you think anybody should be able to come to this country?
I mean, as long as their paperwork is good.
Even if you're an illegal immigrant, America should help you out?
Yes, because we are humans.
Somebody was working the restaurant, the kitchen. Very good people working.
Do you like Trump, yes or no?
No.
You scared of Trump?
No.
Sometimes it's crazy, sometimes it's good.
Are you afraid of Trump?
No.
Are you afraid of Trump?
Sí.
Why?
Lo que ha prometido que está haciendo deportación.
I have a problem with deportations. I've been here 29 years. I never wanted to learn the language. I never wanted to do anything about it. Have you seen it? This is why. It's not that we hate these people, because that's what the left tries to paint. We're irritated. Look at, there's even black guys and Hispanic guys that he's interviewing right now that say, no, they shouldn't be here. They should come here legally. They should have their paperwork in order and do the right thing. Right? I mean, yes, we're all human. So is every country, right? They shouldn't take their country back. They should come to America, right? Because we can handle everybody. We can make it right for everybody, But that's contradictory to what Obama thinks. He thinks we should be more like the Cubans, more like the Greeks, more like the Germans. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a revolution? There's a revolution going on in Europe, people. You're going to have more and more countries breaking away from the EU. You're already having more and more of these Trump-like prime ministers and such that are stepping up and stepping in. And they're going to get voted in. They're going to win. And then what are all the social loons going to do then? I'll let you answer that later. Anyway, The Orange County College, you know, and they finally sat down and they're enforcing their policy of no recordings in the classroom, right? Because the video of that of the professor talking about how Trump's upset, his victory, was an act of terrorism. By who? How many people died? How many people were blown up? Do you see how whack these people are on the left? Trump is like Hitler. So he's hating Jews. He's got a plan, a secret plan to kill. You know, I was watching an interview the day, and I should have grabbed it. And that's exactly what the guy said. What he said to him, so he plans on killing all these Jews? And then one fellow on the panel says, well, Hitler didn't kill them all the first week either. That guy should be locked up. He is very unstable. So the video quickly made national and even international headlines, attracting condemnations of the students from faculty members and promoting the school to launch an investigation to determine whether the student, are you listening, would face disciplinary action. So the teacher goes off the rails, and the student's in trouble. Isn't that like when the investigative reporter found out that Planned Parenthood was selling body parts, and Planned Parenthood basically got off scot-free, and the investigative reporter got in trouble? So now when you see, if you whistleblow, if it doesn't suit the left, then you're a criminal and you're in trouble, but if it suits the left, you're fine. When WikiLeaks, or if Sheila Jackson Lee's listening, Wikipedia, if WikiLeaks puts out documents that nail the left, well, then they're being unfair, they're wrong, and what they're doing is illegal. But if they put documents out that nail the right, they're heroes. Right? Didn't you hear that? The student, Caleb O'Neill, had initially remained anonymous for fear of retribution, but was eventually identified and has now been suspended for a full semester pending his completion of several sanctions, including an apology to the professor and a three-page double-spaced essay on why he elected to film her. Because, they're not going to get a real good essay because he's going to write what they want to hear. But thank God O'Neill has sought and secured legal representation to appeal a suspension, to put it back in their faces. Now, as O'Neill ordeal was still unfolding, the local news source was alerted to the signs that had appeared in the classroom all over campus. Think about that. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, signs that had never been there before showed up after this, right after this. And the college says, one has nothing to do with the other. The timing was just a coincidence. And I wonder why we don't believe him. You know, Trump's right when he talks about these organizations that are nothing but a bunch of liars. They skew things their way. They want to make it look good for them. Right? I mean, look, Comey said, ultimately he said that Hillary lied. So I'll tell you what, why don't we do this? Why don't we do the investigation of Flynn side by side with the investigation of Hillary? What do you think? I like that. We'll save money, right? The district policy and the California Education Code has been in place for a while, so they are not in response to any recent incidents, said the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for OCC. Just reminded us. I don't know. How did he get on this one? Just reminded us. Despite the school's claim, the OCC College Republicans have a very different take on the new signs. Orange Coast County, the Orange Coast College policy of proactivity preventing students from recording on the classroom is just another way the campus is trying to cure the symptom and not the disease. They're right. The teacher was just as wrong. That kind of conversation, that kind of BS is not acceptable. You guys need to get out there and fight this. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Yes, it's really me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me tonight. We got a lot more coming up this week. Don't go far. That's a party.